Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Hey everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
Hey, I'm Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
This is Rich Swann.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it, bro.
Support Ollie. Support Luke. Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Home of Luke Owen. Whatever WrestleTalk is and whoever Luke Owen is. Quote the Raven. Nevermore.
WrestleTalk Rumble. Now and live.
It's Elimination Chamber this coming Sunday, and it's time for WrestleTalk's Elimination Chamber 2021 predictions, where not only will there be two Elimination Chamber matches this Sunday, there will be the first ever Elimination Chamber match for the prestigious Gem That Champion. I'm, of course, Luke Owen, and I'm joined by Mr. Davis, the former Gem That Champion. And
there's a longer list of accolades there. You want to go for the inaugural Gem That Champion, the only person ever to successfully defend the Gem That Championship.
Is that at the end of it?
What a list.
And I made a really good loaf of sourdough bread.
I mean, you forgot that you're a former Quizzlemania tag champion. Do you want to add that one in?
I don't actually.
Because three is barely a list.
That accomplishment is tainted.
Three is the minimum for listing.
If I went to a shop and I needed three things, I wouldn't write a list. I would just remember them.
Well, then you are susceptible to forgetting something then.
And we're joined by the reigning defending Gem That Champion, El Fakeador Laurie Blake. Gentlemen, welcome to the Elimination Chamber prediction streams. Of course, this is being dual streamed across WrestleTalk and WrestleTalk Podcast. It's the final week of the Super Content Shaker, where we are across both channels. From next week, from the Elimination Chamber review onwards, it will only be on the exclusive home for WrestleTalk Podcasts, the WrestleTalk Podcast channel. So there's a link for it in the chat. Go over there. Join us at our new home. Actually, two-thirds of people watching this are on the new home of WrestleTalk Podcast. So well done, all of you. We've already got a shout-out for Fort Awesome. So we'd love to see it. Okay,
everything is right. Fort Awesome. Fort Awesome protects the championship.
So this shouldn't take too long for us to go through because we have got four matches essentially confirmed for the show. There was five, but the Lacey Evans situation has... Not a situation, because being pregnant's fantastic. So the Lacey Evans news has meant that we haven't got the Asuka match anymore, as far as we know. Yes, Mr.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
I don't know that. Well, that I don't know that we're not getting that match.
It could be a tag match of Lacey and Rick versus Charlotte and Bad Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And Lacey just doesn't have to do any of the take any bumps.
Still a championship.
Yeah, but where's Asuka?
This is Asuka's best defense of the championship, isn't it? Just get all your opponents pregnant. It's the ultimate.
Asuka's not going to be in her own championship match. Have you been looking at any of the WWE booking of her in her title run?
She's just going to get a briefcase and give it back to Becky Lynch at this rate, isn't she? She'd just be like, there you go.
I kept it warm.
And back to you. So let's go through the matches that we've got. And then at the end of this stream, we're going to bring in the entrants who are also going to be in the Elimination Chamber match this coming Sunday. And we're going to determine who will be represented by us, because it's not going to be like a whole predictions thing. It's the championship has been decided in one match. Before we get to that match, though, let's talk about the SmackDown Elimination Chamber match first. It is Cesaro versus Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens versus Jey Uso versus King Corbin versus Sami Zayn. The winner of that match is not my microphone. The winner of that match will then face Roman Reigns on the same night for the Blue Universal Championship. Mr. Davis, I'm going to come to you first. What are you thinking?
Well, I think it's either one of two people. I don't think they'll do Jey Uso again. As much as I love that storyline, I think you've done that. And when you come back to it, it's got to be like, you know, a year after those first series of matches. So they shouldn't be revisiting Jey versus Roman until earliest October, November time. So it's only between Daniel Bryan and Cesaro for me. Now, the argument for Cesaro is that he was the guy who was meant to run the gauntlet, not Shinsuke Nakamura. That was the reported plan. But they didn't go with him because he hadn't signed a contract. But now he has signed a contract and he's been getting more of a push. He beat Bryan, didn't he, on SmackDown the other week. Mm-hmm. And Bryan's been having a lot of losses, which usually means WWE think, well, it doesn't matter because we're going to have you win the chamber. But now they've added that bit about then having to face Roman, where they're definitely going to lose. Bryan would then just lose again, and that would undo all the stuff that they thought they were going to. So I'm going to get this a long way of saying.
He won the chamber, though. So
He could complain his way to WrestleMania.
Bryan made the yes movement again. I'm going for Cesaro. And that could hopefully set up because he can say, well, I didn't get a fair fight. I'll have another match at Fastlane. I think that's a great B pay-per-view level match, Cesaro versus Roman Reigns.
I agree, yeah. And also, like, the other guys that you've got in there are things that we've done previously before. You mentioned Jey Uso. We've also had, like, three title matches with Kevin Owens, so you don't want to go to that well again. So, yeah, so I think going with Cesaro... I mean, Cesaro was going to be my pick, too, for who's going to win. Fakador, our reigning predictions champion.
Sami Zayn in this.
No, you're going for Sami?
No, I'm not going for Sami Zayn.
Oh, right.
Goodness me. I think I'm kind of on the fence, because I think the Jey Uso... You don't want to revisit it in that same... You don't want to revisit it, but this could be a way of consolidating their relationship on screen. You could do a really fun little Jey Uso kicks out on Roman after having gone through the chamber when he's been told to lie down by Roman, and it's a kind of jokey, oh, there we go again. And that's a seed of discord you could pick up on later, but I don't think they actually need to do that. I think it's Cesaro for the one-off. He gets into a championship match, he gets... put down, but there's a good reason for it. So I'm also going to go for Cesaro.
I think the other thing we've got to remember as well with Cesaro is that he is in the middle of a 3-week push. So now is the time to give him that win. He's just re-signed a contract, reward him with a little mini push. And then, you know, I mean, I don't want to, I mean, being completely facetious here, back to the mid-card with you. But I actually think that this could be a big year for Cesaro, particularly if Daniel Bryan has got as much sway backstage as being reported. And he's so behind all of this big Cesaro push. I think we could see a lot of Cesaro this year in the main event scene. And I think that this would be a great way to kickstart that, really, you know, on a big level. Like Mr. Davis said, doing the rematch at Fastlane, I think it'd be great, particularly if, like, Cesaro takes Roman to his limit in this match after a chamber match. I think that'd be a really good establishment for Cesaro as a championship contender.
Yeah, look at Bryan, you know, all those other projects that he's pushed reportedly backstage. You've got Drew Gulak. You've got Chad Gable. Mm-hmm. Shinsuke Nakamura. So yeah, the track record is strong with these little pushes working. I guess Big E's working. I'm being facetious. I was going to ask.
It means it's going to be Sami Zayn, guys. This is what it means. Yeah. We've talked ourselves into too many things.
If it's Sami, I'm going to lose my mind. I'll be so happy if it's Sami Zayn. It'll be so amazing.
I could see them doing Bryan, though. Even with everything you're saying about the losses, Mr. Mm-hmm. Davis, like Adam Pearce could sweep in here at the end and be like, okay, well, you lost that one. That was all unfair, but we're going to give you a match at Mania instead.
Yeah, I think Bryan Roman at Mania might be a direction, but it seems like Edge is going to supplant that. What I was going to ask is, what do you guys make of this little added step of you win the chamber and then you've got to immediately face the champion afterwards?
I don't know if it's like immediate. I think they might have just said it was later on in the night. But I really, really like it. Like, I mean, Louis is in the waiting room shaking his head, so it makes me think that it is directly afterwards.
I understood it as directly afterwards.
Oh, okay. In which case then, I mean, I quite like it because I think it's a little bit different than just having two championship matches. Because I think, I mean, perhaps, to put our cards on the table, I'm pretty sure we all think that Drew's retaining as well. And I think if Roman was in the match, he'd probably go like, yeah, Roman's retaining too. At least this way, there is some intrigue going into it about who's going to win the chamber to then go on to lose to Roman Reigns.
Yeah, you're going to get a crazy good hope spot as well out of this, because it's probably going to go down to one person and Jey Uso for the final of the chamber. Jey Uso is going to come up short just at the end. Roman's going to run down to the ring. It's a double team and then a little fight back, hopefully.
You think it goes on last? You think it's the main event, this?
I think it's the main event.
Yeah, I think so.
I would say it's probably the main event, yeah. That'd be my guess.
Really into it, though. Like, out of two chamber matches, I'm really excited for this. It's a testament to how well SmackDown have booked their show.
Yeah, and that's what I say. Like, I think the fact that Roman's not in the chamber match actually adds that level of intrigue. And actually, it's probably why I'm more excited for that match than I am the Raw side of things. We've had a Huldra chat come in from Sadie Lady, who says, the reigning, defending, undisputed, most handsomest, coolest, bet cat-having, jam that champion, El Fakedor. Also, Mr. Davis, you forgot smallest peen in your achievements list. Looking forward to Quizlemania tonight, boys. You better win this one, Luke. I'm not confident. Andy's on a bit of a streak at the moment on Quizlemania, so I'm not hugely confident.
Peen that peen. Anyway, also in peen news, for why El Catador is not on the stream after being promised on the WrestleTalk podcast channel, he had his balls sorted out yesterday, so he is recuperating.
Oh, no. Oh, poor Terry.
In peen news.
Furballs.
Yes.
Okay, well, speaking of big balls, it's a big balls triple threat match. At least as far as we know, it's a triple threat. It is Matt Riddle versus Bubbles Lashley versus Keith Lee for the United States Championship. Currently, we don't know the status of Keith Lee. They said on Raw that he might not be in the match because of the injuries last week, but that might have just been a storyline reason to keep him off TV this week and not having been beaten down by Bobby Lashley again. I kind of feel that he's probably going to be in the match and like nothing will ever come of this. Keith Lee might not be in the match ever. Like, they'll never mention it again. Fakedor, coming to you first. Who do you think is going to win this triple threat?
I think Bobby Lashley is going to win this triple threat match. I think if Keith Lee does manage to be in this match, they will spin it out into difficulties between Riddle and Keith Lee, giving Bobby Lashley the win, and Riddle and Keith Lee will feud until the end of the year.
Until the end of the year?
Till the end of the year.
All the faith in the mid-card booking. Mr. Davis?
I think whatever happens, Riddle loses. Whether Keith Lee's there or not, that he's definitely taking the pin. I agree. I think we're going to get full Bobby. You know, the name of his finishing move when he goes full Bobby. And he locks him in full and the bubbles. Full Bobby there.
The Bob lock.
Yeah, the Bob lock. All the things Bob that it's not actually called. I think he wins. I think he does it on Riddle. If Keith's there, great, because I really want to see him in this mix. I think they'll have a great... I think if it's only Riddle and Lashley, it won't be a good match, because it will go 5 minutes and Lashley will dominatingly win. But if Lee's in the mix for this, I think this could be a terrific bout, because they book Lee in a certain way, and seeing those two, seeing him and Bobby clash with Riddle nipping at their heels around the edge would be fantastic. But I think Keith doesn't win the title here, but he doesn't lose. And that sets up Lashley versus Lee for WrestleMania. Lee can get the title then.
I don't know if this is physically possible. Sorry, before Luke, you say, is it possible that Lashley can put Riddle in the Bob Lock and Keith Lee can spirit bomb Riddle at the same time with Lashley attached to him? Is that, I don't know, is that too anime? Is that possible?
Keith Lee, so yeah, I think it's possible.
Just let me check if Keith Lee's got any limits. No, he has no limits.
I'm kind of thinking there is going to be a bubbles retention here, taking out Riddle, because like this is, I'm also hoping that Keith Lee is in this match. Otherwise, it will be the 12th match since November that Riddle has had with a member of the Hurt Business, which is, that is, I mean, 11 too many matches. But yeah, I think that Bubbles retains here, and you do the singles match at WrestleMania where Keith Lee gets the win, and that's like his, I'd like to say his arrival on the main roster, but he did beat Randy Orton clean on pay-per-view. But as Sky Lone points out here, I think the Bubble will win with the Bobby Dazzler. So
Dazzler.
I'm also going for a Bubbles retention.
Oh, he needs a Bobby pin move now as well.
Oh, Bobby, Bobby pin. Hey, that's good, mate. I like it. The Bobby pin. Mr. Davis, are you having fun doing these predictions?
Yeah.
Fakador, are you having fun doing these predictions?
Yes.
I mean, we all love doing predictions, and I'm sure the people in the chat also love predictions. And do you know you can do predictions along with us over at Wrestle League? Head on over to patreon.com/WrestleTalk, and you too can join the fun of these predictions. It's a predictions league, right?
I love having fun.
Me too. I love fun. Fun is fun, isn't it?
Fun is fun. I love to have fun. So
Fun.
Join us over at Wrestle League. Head on over to patreon.com/WrestleTalk. Join Wrestle League, where the predictions form for Elimination Chamber is already up. And there aren't a lot of matches to predict. We've got one more to do before we
get terms and conditions apply. May cause diarrhea. That's what it sounded like. That's the kind of advert it sounded like. A long list of medical problems it might cause you.
And do you know what the biggest medical problem is? Too much fun. That's the that's the biggest medical condition you're going to have, is too much fun. Here is the big match for us, because it's also got our own implications for our own gem, that championship. We aren't going to talk about Asuka Peyton Royce, Lacey Evans, because although it's listed on Wikipedia, Wikipedia could be edited by anyone. It said that Carl Anderson was a QuizzleMania champion. While true, not important to his Wikipedia page. So I'm not going by what Wikipedia is saying. So having said that, WWE.com is still saying the match is happening. So, you know, it could still be going on as far as we know. But for now, let's talk about the Raw side of things. It is the WWE Championship match. Former champions Kofi Kingston, Sheamus, Randy Orton, AJ Styles, and Jeffrey Hardy against Drew McIntyre and his WWE title. Dave, I'll ask you first before your prediction. Are you excited for the match?
It's a chamber match. I'll always get excited for them. But can I have the graphic up again, please?
Yeah, of course you can. Yes, absolutely. There it is.
Can you please explain to me again why you like Jeff Hardy?
Okay, so look, I like Jeff Hardy in 2000 and 2001. And I appreciate that was 20 years ago. But like this, that I don't know who that Jeff Hardy is, but my Jeff Hardy wore a baseball cap and he was great.
Well, he's my pick to win.
He's your pick to win, is he?
No, of course not. Drew retains. I think, though, interestingly, and I really did actually wrestle over this myself. I slept on it because yesterday I was almost going to pick Sheamus today, because someone said, I can't remember who, the theory that WWE could get Sheamus to win because he's going to come out last. They've got that blood feud. There's a whole storyline based around how Sheamus isn't good enough to main event a show. So surely the payoff to that, right, is that he main events a pay-per-view eventually. So do you have Sheamus win the title here, and then you do Sheamus versus Drew at Fastlane, which does main event that pay-per-view? It's the first pay-per-view as part of the Peacock Premium deal for the WWE Network, and you do a big title change back there for Drew to win it. I'm not saying I like that idea. I'm saying it's an idea WWE could do.
It is an idea that WWE could do. With that said, I think they're so high on Drew, though. I mean, I haven't said that. Like, they had Randy Orton beat him when he didn't need to, I guess, for the title. But I really feel like they're behind Drew as champion. And they want
that was just some mid-year intrigue, Luke.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I was about to say, and you want to have him go in to Mania as champion. But as Davis just said, he can win it back at Fastlane, in which case he still can go into WrestleMania as champion. Personally, I still think it's Drew retaining, and he's going to face Sheamus unless it's Shane McMahon, at WrestleMania for the title. But I think Drew retains here. I mean, but is your official prediction, Mr. Davis, that Sheamus wins?
Do it, you coward.
Yes. Screw it. Yes.
Oh, it's a big prediction. Oh, it's big.
Yeah, I'll go with Drew. Thanks.
Yep. I'm also going with Drew McIntyre to retain his title inside this Elimination Chamber, which I do think is going to be a really good match. I think it's going to be there's some fun to be had within this. This is going to be part of the predictions quiz, but do you think Miz is cashing in?
I don't think Miz is going to cash in, no. I think there's too many spinning plates at play here, especially with like the whole Roman after the other chamber thing. I think the big spot that this will be based around is some kind of Fiend return. Mm-hmm. Most likely burning Randy alive in his own chamber pod.
Oh, goodness me. Wow. It's going to crawl up through the thing. Yeah, I can see that. I am not massively excited for this match. I feel like the other match is the work rate match. So this match should be the storyline match. But the other match is also the storyline match. So what is this? This is the oldest Elimination Chamber in terms of average age, ever. AJ in Elimination Chamber, very keen on. Drew in an Elimination Chamber, very keen on. The rest of the competitors, I ain't so bothered.
Whoa. Jeff's there. Look at Jeff. Look at him.
Yeah, Jeff. I think the Kofi just feels like it's a lame attempt to sort of recapture some magic from years before, but it will just be a rehash that goes nowhere. I don't know. I'm not vibing with it.
Okay, right. Well, we've got some other hyper chats to go into before we get into the chamber itself. RP Deegan says, should The Miz cash in on the Universal title match? Target whoever wins the chamber, maybe Brian to go back to that old feud that never really got a good ending. Like they won't, but would you like to see it?
No.
I don't think Miz with the briefcase has added any intrigue to the programming whatsoever. And I think it was they were better off leaving it when he cashed it in and failed rather than giving it back to him.
LuchaBot stuff my hole. Did you guys see the new trailer for Cruella? Disney's going crazy this year.
I haven't.
No, I said to my wife on lunch, do you want to watch it? And she was like, no, let's watch it this evening. So we're making a big plan of it to say, I know. It's because we're watching Best Home Cook. You're like, well, I don't want to stop watching Best Home Cook to watch the trailer. So we'll watch it this evening when we finish work.
It's the DeVille Wears Prada, basically. That's what it looks like. Can't claim that. Someone said that to me on Twitter. Bad accent. Can't really tell what it's about. Looks nicely filmed. I don't know, like unnecessary.
Emma Stone, right?
Yep.
It is, yeah.
What accent is she doing?
She's doing sort of a Cruella de Vil style accent, and it's not brilliant.
Is there like a piano version or like a big string quartet version of the Cruella de Vil song that sounds really epic?
Do you know what? I wasn't watching it that closely, I will admit.
That would be my guess.
I got bored in the first few seconds. So,
you just hear like that sort of thing.
There's a little Dalmatian turn round at the end of the trailer and go, we live in a society.
Is Disney going to do a villain film for every villain? Like an origin story?
Gaston would be great.
Yeah, just him eating eggs.
Luke Evans as Gaston. That'd be amazing. Like that's a
road movie. Horse movie.
Road movie. Yeah,
horse carriage movie.
So toxically masculine.
Nicole Swanson, any chance Cesaro got it worked out with his contract that he would only sign a new one if he was finally given a proper push?
The creative control like that is not a thing in WWE, it seems. You have to be extremely, extremely high on the top of the card to negotiate that kind of leverage. Daniel Bryan's got it. John Cena's got it. You know, but that's about it that you hear Roman. About. And even they do. Yeah, Roman. But even they do a lot of crap that WWE wants them to do. So no, not at all. Not a chance.
Stu said, Randy's pod goes on fire when the smoke goes out. The Fiend is in the pod and he wins the title.
Ooh.
I wouldn't hate that.
I don't think the Fiend appears if they're going to do anything with the Fiend here. I think the suggestion is the Fiend is taken out Orton. You save the big Fiend reveal for Mania, probably.
I wonder if we get the new Fiend. Like, you know, Alexa summoned him from the not pentagram on Raw.
How many pentagrams? 5 points. How many points are there in the Elimination Chamber? Does it look like a pentagram from above?
Is it a hexagon?
Hexagon, yeah.
Does it look like... Yeah. No, it's fine.
Yeah. They haven't got any goat's heads either, so I'm not sure if it's going to completely work.
But they can put a hex on it.
It's like...
She can put a hex on the hexagon. Homestar fan, the two worst things that could happen at this pay-per-view is Orton winning the WWE Championship and Charlotte somehow beating Asuka for the Raw Women's title. I know that last one doesn't make sense, but it's WWE, so it's more likely than you think. And the Jam on Ryan B. Jam says, should have had Jinder instead of Kofi. There's more money there for Drew with Jinder being in it. Luke, with Sonic 2 coming out soon, have you seen the Sonic-themed blue-colored curry? Of course I have. And I definitely would eat it. I was the guy that had like when the Darth Vader burgers and things like that. They did one like for the Incredible Hulk, I remember, with Burger King. So yes, absolutely, I would eat it.
Did it taste of Gamma?
I mean, that's why I'm so big and strong now, and I've got such rage issues. On the subject, I think Jinder's a fast lane match as opposed to being inside the chamber.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everyone, it's Luke Owen here from the WrestleTalk podcast, just letting you know that the video versions of the WrestleTalk podcast is now on a new and exclusive home. If you've been watching the WrestleTalk podcast video version for the last 4 years, you'll have known it was on WrestleTalk, but because of YouTube algorithms and uploads and blah de blah views, etc., etc., we've been instructed by some very, very smart, intelligent algorithm boffins that our uploads are kind of like they're butchering some of the plays. So what we've done is we've now moved the WrestleTalk podcast off of WrestleTalk and are putting it on an exclusive YouTube home, WrestleTalk podcast. Nothing else is changing. You're still going to get your pay-per-view reviews, Raw, AEW, SmackDown, the magazine show with myself and Denise. If you do watch the video version of these podcasts, by the time Elimination Chamber rolls around, it will only be available to find on the WrestleTalk podcast channel. Don't go to WrestleTalk. You'll only find the WrestleTalk news there. WrestleTalk podcast channel. But if you just search WrestleTalk podcast, you should still be able to find it. That's all from me. Thanks, everyone. Enjoy the rest of the show. here we go. Let's bring in our other competitors, Chopper Pete Quinnell and Louis Danger Dangor. Now, of course, Adam Lompier and Andy Datson do not have spots inside the chamber because they've already got guaranteed championship matches at WrestleJamia on night one and night two. So we're having this match to determine who is going to be walking into at least fast lane as the Jam That champion. Now, per the contracts that were signed between all of us, Fakedor will be represented in the match by WWE champion Drew McIntyre. That makes sense. He's their champion. He's our champion. That just makes sense to me. Just makes sense. And our mystery entrance into the match, with the contract that they signed, guaranteed them Sheamus as their entrance. So they will be entering into the chamber match last. And if you enjoyed our Royal the Royal Jamble match we had back in January, where we were all leaving in and out of the stream, it's going to be happening again this Sunday. So join us for the Elimination Chamber live stream reactions. We're very, very excited to be doing them. So Chopper Pete, I believe
Hello. You
have a D20 to hand.
Well, I've actually got 9 of them. What I'm going to do, just to explain what's going to happen. I don't need that many.
So unnecessary. No one needs 9 D20s.
What's going to happen is I'm going to make you guys pick a color D20. I'm going to roll them all. And then based on the order of who gets highest or lowest, that's the order of the picks that we get. And we get to pick who represents us inside the chamber.
It's quite good. It's actually pretty good.
You've still got 5 more than you need.
That is absolutely correct. So I'm going to make you guys pick some colors. Can you guys see this? Can you guys see these? I can't see anything.
We can see your smooth.
They're massive. They're massive, Pete.
Hey. Anyway, pick a color, people.
Look at him. Look at him awkwardly covering black.
Modesty hands. Modesty hands.
Just get a cushion.
I'm just going to be back. Yep. I'm just going to not be here now.
Only fans
here. That's a good one.
Oh, no, Adam Pearson's reporting our channel. Don't.
We literally went from me and my balls on the Rumble predictions to the dice. The dice here.
Sorry, this all started at Survivor Series with your peen, don't forget.
No, they brought my peen into it. Don't bring peens into this.
Don't peen that peen, whatever you do, don't.
I mean, I'm just to try and move past peen. This. I'm going to pick that ruby red one at the front there, please, Peter. Yes,
good
that
choice.
One, thank you.
The angry red
green?
One of Pete's. Want to get
two
that checked?
There's 2 green ones.
The one with the gold rim next to the purple one at the front, yeah.
Nice.
I will go for the sort of clear white one. Closest to your peen. Yeah, that one.
The Seth Rollins one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going for the purple one here. Now we can move this back up. Okay, we're good. Don't worry, guys. It's been sorted. Don't worry. I was gonna leave it down so you guys could see the actual rolls, but I'm not going to do that anymore because you guys ruined it. So it's fine.
So in which case, Pete, we want you to play this very, very fair. So the way this is going to work is that Pete is going to roll the dice for us. The person who has the highest roll will then get first pick and then so on and so forth. We get to pick who our representative inside the chamber is. Of course, we can't pick Drew or we can't pick Sheamus. Pete, will you please roll my dice?
Oh, can we actually have the camera on it?
What happens in the eventuality that the Fiend does turn up and win the belt?
It'll be Randy.
Yeah.
It'll be Randy's pick.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't think that's true.
Can we actually see the rolls, though? Just so people can see it's a shoot.
I hate you, Andy.
Keen Quinnell from Andy Datson there.
Okay. Hold on, let me see if I can do this properly and not freak everybody out.
You can do it. We're only playing.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, look at that.
That's good. Look at that. It's his peen in a box.
I was with him when he bought that box.
Yeah, that's true. Do you want me to roll them one at a time, or do you want me to do it
one at a time
together?
Yeah.
One at a time. Okay, so you're almost the red one. Is that right, Luke?
That's correct. Yes, please.
Okay, here we go. That's a 14 right there.
That's not bad, actually. That's good.
It's not bad.
What's it out of?
20. It's D20, mate.
Ooh, strong.
All right, we had, who was next? Mr. Davis, wasn't it?
Green.
You had the green. Here we go. Oh, I missed. Here we go.
Screw jumps in.
11.
11. Oh, that's
okay.
That's second. Good.
Currently second. We got the white one for Louis. Ooh. That's 5.
Oh, that's not good.
Currently
Jeff Hardy, here I come.
Here we go. That's a 4. Nope, I'm last. Yes. Okay.
So, Pete.
So I've got Jeff.
No natty twans, no natty ones.
No,
but some decent rolls there at the very
so,
least.
So, with a 14, it is lukewarm Luke Owen to choose first.
Okay. So, it's up for me, it's a toss up between, I can't pick Sheamus, so for me, it's a toss up between picking Randy and AJ. And I'm going to pick Randy. Hmm. I'm picking Randy. I'm picking Randy as my guy.
Okay. Okay.
Do you want to change? I'll have Randy if you want to have AJ.
No, I'm such confidence, Luke.
Okay.
All right. Well, I wanted Randy, so I'm going to go for AJ Styles. I thought they had a great bit of the gauntlet match on Monday.
You say that. You say you're not very happy, but I have heard a popular theory going around online is that it could be AJ and Edge at WrestleMania. Because obviously he was someone that Edge wanted to work with. And then give it to Sheamus and Drew in a non-title match at WrestleMania. That's just a theory that's been circulating online. So you could, that was going to be my pick. So you could be in for one there, Mr. Davis.
So echoey Louie, who are you?
Sorry. So I think I'm going to go for Kofi.
Shocker.
Yeah. Purely because...
What?
Because you want some chance.
Since
you want the smallest slither of chance.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't think I'm going to be in the match. I think Mustafa Ali is going to take me out of the match beforehand to mirror what happened at Kofi
and
Mania.
The Fiend takes his place. There we go. We got it all sorted.
No, guys. I think I'm going to actually be Mustafa Ali. I don't think I'm going to be Kofi Kingston. But I will be Kofi Kingston purely because Jeff Hardy hasn't been relevant since I've been able to walk as a human being.
Sick burns, man.
Hey, hang on. He was very relevant when he was TNA champion with the pink belt and everything, smoking indoors. What a badass.
That's actually a question. When did you learn to walk? Because that changes things. How old were you when you started to walk?
Is that I'm going to message my mum and report back to you.
That's right. I'll ask her.
Makes sense. Hey. And by default, that means I get Jeff Hardy.
You get Jeff Hardy. Okay.
So, Chopper, will you be painting your face in solidarity for the event?
I mean...
It's been said on a stream now.
I mean...
Comment in the chat if you want Chopper to paint his face like Jeff Hardy for the stream.
Why is it that I'm always the one that gets all the gimmicks? I had to dress up as Nikki Bella for Hell in a Cell. I always get music videos, even when I didn't lose.
Then,
in fairness, you might have to dress up as Nikki Bella because Mr. Davis lost.
Yeah,
where does he stop painting on his head? The comments.
That'll be
really
funny. Hell yeah.
I want to see you with the perfect Jeff Hardy paint job on the back of your head.
Paint chopper. Yes, Pete. Paint it, Pete. Do it.
And you have to walk onto the stream and do the whole...
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, no, it sounds flawless.
Can you do my favourite bit of it, though, is when he does the little claps, which is after he's done all of that, and he just walks the ring and does like this.
No, it's vertical, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it's vertical.
Pretty
sure
he does verticals. Yeah. Sure. Okay. Why not? It's been said now. I guess I'm doing it.
Send me a link to some face paint on Amazon, Pete, and I'll order it for you.
Okay, great. Thanks.
So,
on authority forever.
Yeah, thank you.
To recap, inside the Elimination Chamber match this coming Sunday for the Jam That Championship, it will be our champion, El Fakador, represented by Drew McIntyre versus Lukewarm Luke Owen, represented by Randall Keith Orton, versus former champion Mr. Davis, represented by AJ Styles, versus Louis Danger Dangor, represented by Kofi Kingston / potentially Mustafa Ali, and versus Chopper Pete Quinnell, represented by Jeffrey Hardy, versus a mystery opponent represented by Sheamus. always terribly exciting. But that is all we've got time for on this edition of the WrestleTalk podcast. Thank you for joining us on this prediction stream. Please do head on over to the WrestleTalk podcast channel. Subscribe to that new channel. It is going to be the home of WrestleTalk podcast moving forward as of next week. The Elimination Chamber review that Ollie and I will do on next Monday will only be on the WrestleTalk podcast channel. So don't be coming to me on Twitter being like, where is it? Where is it? Because I'll only answer you and point you in the right direction. So please go over there and subscribe to that channel. It'll be really, really helpful if you do so. And of course, head on over to patreon.com/WrestleTalk and join the fun. Pete, did you have fun?
I had so much fun. I have all the fun. Yes, Louis, dye your hair yellow. Join in.
No.
Join. He said no now, so I guess that's not happening. Louis, did you have fun?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Oh, man. Davis, fun?
Fun that fun?
Yeah. Fagador?
The most fun.
Everyone can join this fun then. Join the fun at Wrestle League. It's our new catchphrase for it.
Everyone likes to have fun.
Everyone loves to have fun. Wrestle Talk.
Especially Lucha House Party.
patreon.com/WrestleTalk. Join Wrestle League. But until then, I have been Luke Owen. That has been Mr. Davis. That was Louis Danger Dangor. That was Chopper Pete Quinnell. And that was your reigning, defending undisputed Jam That Champion, El Fakedor. And that was Predictions. See you on Sunday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.